It's more than 1,200 acres of indigenous tree species have been destroyed by illegal commercial charcoal and timber dealers from the Nyimo sub-county Lemoore district in a period of 3 weeks. The illegal commercial charcoal and timber dealers invaded the forest in Waligo village when both the locals and the security task force were focusing on elections. William Komakech, the Lemoore Resident District Commissioner, confirmed the report, saying six illegal charcoal dealers have been arrested during a security-led operation on the village on Friday last week. Komakech faulted the locals for the renewed deforestation since they are hiring their land to the commercial charcoal and timber leaders. Timber dealers, rather. On May 19, 2023, President Yoweri Museveni issued an executive order banning commercial charcoal burning and trade in northern Uganda following concerns raised by leaders in the Chole sub-region. According to a research by Center for African Studies, at least 80,000 hectares of forests are cleared annually for charcoal and timber, up from 50,000 in 2004 in the Chole sub-region. In the past 25 years, Uganda has lost 63% of its forest cover due to tree cutting for firewood, timber and charcoal, as well as growth of farms and towns, according to the National Forest Authority.